All right, so let's go back to the Word of God. The Holy Word of God. It's how we live. It's our standard. 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5 and 7. This also know that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers. Sir, don't touch my stuff. Don't touch my stuff, you wicked man. You show your carnal flesh, that's why I won't answer you. He just grabbed my amp and pulled out my mic. I love you, sir. I do hope you repent, but please don't touch my equipment. That can be considered messing with people. Some people would consider that assault. Grabbing people's personal things. It's not good. I love you, sir. Hope you repent. Let's get back to this. I think I ended with fierce. I'll just start with disobedient to your parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Hey, we see that today. Preaching the Word of God riles up the demons in this culture. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having the form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. So young people, we're out here reading the Word of God today. Did you know if you don't submit your life to Jesus Christ, not churches, not to your own ways, not to religious traditions. Did you know if you don't submit your life to Jesus Christ, you have no hope of eternal life to come? Did you know you're going to be sent away into weeping and gnashing of teeth? That all your college efforts, all your cultural efforts, every effort I ever did in my old man life for money, for business, is all going to be burned away. And all that's going to remain is Jesus Christ, His Word, His truth. And by the shed blood of Jesus, you can be cleansed, you can repent, you can be made new, you can be transformed, you can be forgiven, cleansed of every sin, but you got to leave your sin. Roman Catholicism won't save you, young man. That's a man-made religion. You can be cleansed, but you got to come out of sin. You can't follow after the culture and your flesh. Romans 8:8. You cannot please God in the flesh. So we love you enough to tell you the truth, young people. This is awesome. Getting to preach to hundreds of young people the gospel. What a bonus. What a plus today. The Father is so good to us. Always lines up our appointments for us. We're not worthy. We're not deserving. We're no better than any of you. But I can tell you this. By the truth and the power and the Spirit of God, we are definitely different. God's people are different. And unless you're different, and unless you're seeking the kingdom of God, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Turn, repent, seek Jesus Christ. He's coming back in flaming fire to judge the quick and the dead.